The attorney for Pastor Marvin Winans and the Perfecting Church Project on Detroit's East Side has now filed a response in court to the lawsuit that the city brought against a project that's been 20 years in the making. Obviously, a lot of history here. And WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson spoke with the attorney. He's been following this case for us and joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Go ahead, Lloyd. Good morning. All right, hold on. A little technical difficulty here. All right. We'll get back to Lloyd in just a second. But this is something that I take you back to just a couple of weeks ago, really. The city brought this lawsuit over this project that's been basically stalled out. The megachurch is over at 7 and Woodward. And the lawsuit says that the property is dilapidated and a public nuisance, and that Pastor Winans needs to correct any violations by cleaning up the property that has been under construction for 18 years. 18 years this has been in the process. And now it will be the new church, Perfecting Church. It's a 4,200-seat church, 35,000-square-foot administration building. You're talking about a massive, massive building, a huge congregation, and now we've got a response from the pastor, and that's where Lloyd Jackson picks it up. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I reported that the city of Detroit was suing pastor and Detroit gospel singer Marvin Winans and his unfinished Perfecting Church, which sits on the northeast corner of Woodward and 7 Mile. City of Detroit Corporation Counsel Conrad Mallett says it's been nearly 20 years of promising to build a 4,200-seat megachurch along with a 35,000-square-foot administration building and a 1,000-space parking structure on that land. But the lawsuit says the property is covered in overgrown vegetation and surrounded by dilapidated fencing and appears to be infested with rodents. Now the attorney for Perfecting Church has filed its response to the lawsuit, agreeing with some claims, neither confirming or denying others, and outright denying the rest. David Jones is counsel for Perfecting Church. He explains why the project is not finished, but was on its way to a final conclusion.
It was Pastor Winans and the church membership's vision to pay for this with cash. And at some point in time, the cash was exhausted and the project stalled, of course. But, you know, in January of 2022, they had decided to go ahead and do financing and finish the project.
Attorney Jones says after meeting with several city departments, Pastor Winans was told everything looked good. The city toured the property at the church's invitation, was surprised that the interior of the church building that stands today at the site was well maintained. But Detroit Corporation Counsel Mallett pulled a fast one, he said, and filed this lawsuit. The suit is asking a judge to declare the property a public nuisance and order Pastor Winans to clean up the blight and finish the project. Attorney Jones.
It can't be open to trespass. The building can't have windows open. It can't have dangerous conditions inside the property. None of that exists. The fact that it is an incomplete construction doesn't make it legally a public nuisance.
The city says worst case scenario, if Pastor Winans fails to meet the judge's orders and deadlines, the receiver that the city has asked for would recommend to the judge that the city work with that receiver to get the land and church building sold and then return back to the church any proceeds that might be left over after the city's made whole. But Attorney Jones says there are some things the city hasn't done.
In our complaint, we allege a couple violations. The city hasn't produced certain information that we've requested, which would, in fact, confirm that the city had started this process well over a year ago.
And Jones says there's no need for the judge to appoint a receiver. Meanwhile, guys, Perfecting Church is also asking that the judge order the city to pay an amount exceeding $25,000 for actual damages to the church, including attorney fees and other such costs as the court deems. Chris?
All right. So obviously there's something else bubbling under the surface here. I can appreciate that Pastor Winans wants to pay for this in cash. He doesn't want to go into any debt and he wants to hit the ground running, and that's fine. Understood that the funding dried up at some point and you weren't able to finish the project. Also fine. But you're talking about going on 20 years now, and they haven't been able to find that funding. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, and this is where I'm having a hard time connecting the dots, all of a sudden, the city files a lawsuit. So where is that piece of information? Because what happened between the inspection when they came out and then this lawsuit that was filed?
Well, you know, Conrad Mallett says they have been talking with Pastor Winans about getting that church finished. And he says there have been a lot of blight tickets that have been issued because of the blight around there. And there's been a lot of promises that this was going to get done. Conrad Mallett says the last time a permit was pulled for doing any work on that site was back in 2018. And he says, you know, they put deadlines out. The city said they put out deadlines and Perfecting Church would just ignore the deadline. So now they filed the lawsuit because they feel that if a judge gets involved and there are deadlines set, if you neglect to meet those deadlines, now you're in contempt and it could be some harsher penalties and some things could really happen, you know. And Conrad Mallett says, listen, bottom line is they want that church project to be done. They want to get it done. They want to, you know, make sure Pastor Winans gets it done. But in the meantime, that's a site that you're holding up land there that some other developers said, hey, we would like to, you know, develop on that land, but we can't because it's been, you know, held up by Perfecting Church. So, you know, that's what's going on.
Allegedly more than $200,000 was spent in the last year. Is that what they're saying to kind of restart this, reinvigorate this whole process, Lloyd?
Yeah, you know, and as he said, and which I had always thought from the beginning, is that Pastor Winans wanted to pay for this with cash. His existing church is on Nevada on the east side, and he wanted his congregation to, you know, pay their tithes, pay, you know, for the building fund, so to speak, and use that money to build the new Perfecting Church. And when it was over, when it was done, they'd be debt free, no issue. You had the recession that hit, and this was in the answer in the lawsuit. Between 2007, 2009, the recession hit. That kind of kept things from getting underway. And then the pandemic, which was, 11 years later, they said it was also an issue. And what happened in between, you know, they just couldn't generate enough money to keep that process going, to keep that project going.
I understand that it's valuable real estate in terms of the property, the land. But, you know, I'm looking at a picture of it, and I don't know that it looks as dilapidated as some other buildings that I've seen around town either.
So, no, the church building it looks beautiful. It's the area around it.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for taking a peek into that, Lloyd Jackson. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, got to take a break. More to come on the Paul W. Smith Show. We start the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up at 7:19, we're going to talk about Donald Trump and some of the things that he said over the weekend. That and more next.